It's time to rant.
Excuse me?
It's time to rage.
It's time for Mic'd Up
on the Morning Shift.
What is it, only about 2.5 weeks, 2.5 weeks of shopping days until the Major League Baseball trade deadline? And where are the Braves going to go? Is it possible? Do they go out and get a pitcher? We certainly perhaps need a corner outfielder, but when you get Michael Harris back, Jared Kelnick has been playing quite well in the leadoff spot, right? Are you just going to be happy with the platoon in left or right field? Is that going to be an issue? Do you want a shortstop? I would love to get a shortstop. Bo Bichette might be available. Serviceable glove.
Yeah.
Pretty good stick. But the Braves' best prospect might be Nacho Alvarez, one of my favorite names ever. And he's tearing it up in the minor leagues. There's some intriguing. Would you get a pitcher?
Yeah, I wouldn't be opposed to it.
I know Mike Bell would love to go out and get like 9 pitchers, I think, wouldn't he?
Well, yeah, because pitching's been their problem so far. I wouldn't be opposed to it, but I also wouldn't be opposed to the pitcher being a bullpen arm. Yeah. I wouldn't be opposed to having two guys that are closer caliber players. I know that Minter threw the rare 3-pitch inning last night to close
the immaculate
the game.
Inning. No, that's a 9-pitch strikeout inning.
Yeah, I don't know what you would call a 3-pitch inning. I don't know what the word for it is, but I wouldn't mind another guy to give Iglesias some time off and maybe have Minter. Remember the key to that World Series win in 21? I know the momentum, all that crap you can talk about. The reality of the situation was your hitters were hot.
Yeah.
And your 6, 7, 8, and 9 bullpen guys, you basically, the starters were going 5 innings other than Max and yeah. Morton here
bullpen
and there.
Bullpen locked it down.
Yeah. So go get me another closer caliber guy.
I like that idea. I want a shortstop, though. Arcia, this is why I think the All-Star game is meaningless. He was an All-Star. Bryce Elder was an All-Star last year.
Yeah.
So it just doesn't mean a whole lot to me.
It's also based on, you know, Christian Walker, I think is his name, the first baseman in Arizona.
Yeah.
He's an All-Star. Look at his numbers. He's All-Star. But guess what? He's not. Because yeah. Well, the Mets had to have a representative, so they gave it to Pete Alonso.
Yep.
So that's part of your – look, I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem going and getting a shortstop. I'm not sold that Eddie Rosario and Adam Duvall are my outfield piece moving forward.
I don't think so either.
And why?
They just – look.
Well, look at their numbers.
They're
their numbers. They're kind of journeymen, basically. I mean, they're distinguished pros. But they're journey.
Do you know where there are big names? Adam Duvall and Eddie Rosario are big names in one city.
Here.
Atlanta.
That's it.
Because they were a part of that retooling in 21 right. that helped us win the World Series.
And Eddie Rosario, I mean, MVP of the NLCS, too.
Yeah.
He just went nuts.
I mean, your outfield went from left to right. Rosario, Duvall in center, and then depending on where you were, Solero had to be in right.
Yep.
Or Jock, depending on, you know, it was Jock at times. That's not – Jock is the only one that's a starting caliber player at this point in his career. I mean, Soler technically is, but he's hitting like 220.
Yeah.
So I think –
He's going to be hit or miss. What do you have, 48 – he had that one year where he had 48 homers or something ridiculous mm-hmm. like that.
I think the next maybe 2 seasons before he got traded
but
in Kansas
City. But it's a feast or famine type bat, though, with him.
I would rather test the waters with Nacho, bring him up at short, and get a corner outfielder.
What, do you bring Nacho up early and see if he can somehow find his way on the postseason roster? I don't know about that one.
I guess what I would tell you is that if I have Arcia's glove
yeah.
with a hit here and there, and he is a guy that's going to be like Duvall where he's going to get a hot streak.
He's like the throwback type of shortstop. Back in the day, shortstops like Mark Belanger, they're expected to have a good glove, and anything you get offensively from them is a bonus. And then Cal Ripken kind of revolutionized position. Then comes, of course, Jeter and A-Rod when he was a shortstop as well, when you had a bigger guy that could also hit for power.
So what you're telling me is Arcia is Rafael Belliard on steroids.
Pretty much. No. He's not on steroids. It's just a good holistic diet.
Well, I just meant, you know,
I know what you're saying.
But not really. He's not on any performance-enhancing drugs. I know. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying he's...
If he is, he needs to go back to his pharmacist because they ain't working.
Well, I think the eye-hand coordination is what...
Yeah.
or the discipline. But I would go corner outfielder,
Bullpen caliber, closer caliber arm, and a shortstop.
Yeah. Now, that being said, I'm also not opposed to getting a starter. I'm really not. But
well, it depends on what you can get. I mean, who's that left-hander up in Chicago? Garrett Crochet. Isn't he a lefty?
Crochet?
Yeah, Crochet. He's young, not making much money, and he's pitched really well in June.
I also, though, want to know what you've got to give up.
What you got to give up. And what do you have to give up?
He is a
lefty.
It's
like our farm system isn't as lush and deep as it used to be.
And Mike Bell is guilty of this, and he knows it. When you say, I don't care about prospects, go find me another player today, what you have to be careful on is, here's the deal. Alex is not getting a rental, for one.
Yep.
But for two, you have to have these guys in triple and double A that you can bring up to start. Like, this year is living proof.
You've got to have a couple guys for spot starts.
Yeah, and if Strider doesn't have this issue, if Strider doesn't have the injury, you're probably still working in some ways in a six-man rotation, depending on how you wanted to do it. But the fact of the matter is, Rob, a Schwellenbach, a Smith Shawver, an Elder, I'm missing one more guy. None of those guys are going to be down there. Now, you also, though, have Ian Anderson coming back, and I think whatever you think about that, that definitely plays into their plans on the trade. Because they see that as a trade. They see that as getting a guy back like he traded somebody.
Well, certainly it's going to be – he's going to be very, very active. I don't know which way he's going to necessarily go.
So your number one need, though?
Probably corner outfielder and maybe a shortstop. I'm really leaning shortstop. But I don't want to sacrifice the defense, though, because up the middle it's so important.
Yeah, and if you could get – that's my point with it. If you can get that corner outfielder – your entire infield really is a bunch of gold glovers.
Mm-hmm.
Whether Austin Riley's been given one or not,
he's gold glove caliber.
Yeah, probably. So that's why I would go corner outfielder. Yeah.
Well, you're almost there because the trade deadline is July 30th,
looming.
So inching closer and closer, and we are inching closer and closer to the wake up call. It's on the other side. You can call us at 447-260-0929. What do you make of this Falcons offseason grade by Yahoo Sports that we discussed a bit earlier? Give us a shout. Let us know. Wake Up Call is next on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 99 The Game.